You ever heard that people use any kind of expression to describe what they were doing? If they got out in the cotton field with a hoe to, you know,
mm-hmm. I've heard chop down cotton, chop cotton.
Have you ever tried that?
Mm-hmm.
No. Or those the grass that they would be chopping out. Have you ever heard them call it anything?
Weeding.
Just weeds.
Uh-huh. Weeding.
Different kinds of weeds.
Uh-uh. Just weeding. Weeding the garden.
Johnson grass, crab grass, that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing.
You never heard of crabgrass till I grew up.
Really?
I told you we didn't have grass. You brush that grass.
That's a fellow at home who apparently didn't want to fool with having to mow his lawn or anything like that, so he just bricked his front yard over.
Is that right?
It's out sweeps. Grandma
would have loved that because yeah. She did. I can't even remember grass growing in the yards until where I was much older.
Mm-hmm. Say the stuff, talking about utensils and things like that, probably the stuff that a person's best dishes would be made out of, that would just be?
Good dishes, that's what I've heard, good china.
Good china.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen or heard of an egg made out of something like that, that a farmer might use to try to fool his hen into laying?
Mm-hmm. We had chickens too, but we didn't do nothing. They just laid eggs for us to eat.
Right.
Maybe 20. Mama would buy 25 or 50 bitties a year, you know, and then we ate the chickens, and then they got the eggs from them. And then we just did that year round.
We heard people talk about having a nest egg or.
Well, I've heard, uh huh.
But you never used.
Uh-uh. The only thing that I've ever heard that used for is people putting aside money as a nest egg.
Right. Or the same thing I asked you about backlog, I guess, having a backlog of work. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Say if you had to go out to the well to bring in some water, what would you probably bring it in?
A pail.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were going to milk a cow.
Pail.
A
milk pail. Uh-huh.
Heard people call use any other word for pail.
Whenever, but it wouldn't be a pail type thing. Well, I can remember we had it, and whenever they would bring when we would get milk from someone, we would take a crock and go to someone, the old lady down the road, and get our milk in the milk crock, and then come back and make the butter and whatever we needed. But that's the only other thing other than the crock to get the milk.
What about a bucket?
But a bucket to me is larger than a milk pail. It wouldn't be used to get milk.
Is there any difference in how they're made, what they're made out of, to you?
No, a bucket to me would be galvanized scrub bucket type of thing, and a pail would be a smaller thing, a carrying pail, or a lunch pail. I can remember when we were little, we had lunch pails, but it would be a small. Distinguish between a small and a larger.
What about something that you might, a woman might keep around the kitchen, close to the kitchen? She might throw scraps and things for the hogs.
Slop bucket. Yeah.
Go out and slop the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah. We used to save ours for different ones. Of course, we would have hogs in the. Mama would save the slop for the hogs, and then when we'd kill ours, then we'd save it for somebody else, and then we shared our hog meat with somebody until it was time for somebody else to kill their hog. And see, it was just a constant. That's the only way of ever having meat in those days with no electricity and everything.